Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Chapter 15, turning our spotlight to verse number 25, verses 25 through 29, New Living Translation. Then David and the elders of Israel and the generals of the army went to the house of Obed-Edom to bring the ark of the Lord's covenant up to Jerusalem with a great celebration. Somebody say celebration. And because God was clearly helping the Levites as they carried the Ark of the Lord's covenant, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was dressed in a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who carried the Ark, and also the singers and Kenaiah, the choir leader. David was also wearing a priestly garment. So all Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord's covenant with shouts of joy, the blowing of ram's horns and trumpets, and the crashing of cymbals and loud playing on harps and lyres. But as the Ark of the Lord's covenant entered the city of David, Michelle, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window. When she saw King David skipping about and laughing with joy, she was filled with contempt for him. These are the words of God for the people of God as you go to your seats around the building. She had contempt for him. He was skipping and laughing with joy. And we entitled this message, A Reason to Dance. A reason to dance, reason to dance. The music is playing, the music internally and externally. The music, there is that joy that exudes in our lives. You have a reason to dance. David is a dancer. David is a praiser. You look at the Bible, you realize that David was one who came from the Psalms. It says, everything that hath breath ought to praise the Lord. David, and of course, not only is David in the point of celebration, but there is celebration all around. It's wonderful to celebrate. Celebrations, whether graduation, achievements, going from one stage to another, it's a joy to celebrate. We celebrate because someone gives us a gift, and as a result of the gift given, and we celebrate. The greatest gift giver of all time gives us what is invaluable, priceless. You look at breath and life and knowledge. It is a joyful moment when you can come and wake up another day and know your name and know where you're going and know and can reflect upon the greatness of God. It's a joyful moment. And so it is in this passage that David is skipping, laughing. He's excited, and of course there is a sense of excitement. The Levites are leading the way. The Levites are carrying the ark of the covenant, carrying the ark. The Levites are the praisers. They are praising the celebration. David was dressed in a robe of fine linen, but he's still not going to allow his dress to get in the way of his praise. He does not allow what it is that persons think of him. He does not allow position to get in the way of his praise. He's a king, but he's praising God. He is not just the king who comes in trying to be cool, but he's the king who doesn't mind glorifying God. And when the king, we heard Sister Barbara Wood give us that wonderful discussion surrounding the Hallelujah chorus, and when the king stood up. Oh, when the king stands up, then royalty is standing, which means all of us are standing. We are standing on the promises. Ivy, not sitting on the premises. It's a reason to dance. I'm dancing because God opens up the windows of heaven, pours out blessings that I will not have room enough to receive. I've got a reason to dance. I'm dancing because I can pay my tithe. I'm dancing because I can bring every good and perfect gift to the Lord, because we know that the Lord is good. No, that's too low for him. He's a great God and greatly to be praised. Last night, I was preaching about bringing God your best, because he brings us his best every time he shows up, every time we turn around. The Lord keeps blessing us. Matter of fact, let me say it to you this way. When you think, you gotta think. When you think about every mountain, every valley, every challenge, you gotta thank him. Thank him. Thank him that your enemies did not get you. Thank you. Thank you, God, that no matter what goes on in Washington, it's not going to affect you. Because, it might affect me externally, but internally, I'm anchored. I'm anchored. The winds are going to blow, and the storms might fall like they were falling today. But thanks be to God, I still have a reason to dance. Reason to dance. That's the reason to dance. There is a sense of joy. Mean folk can't dance. Unhappy folk can't dance. Yes, you got to have some lightness in your spirit to be able to dance. Dancing, dancing, hearing the songs that are going to play and the songs that will resound in our spirits. You got a reason to dance. Dance music, dancing, dancing. I know some of us in this early service, it might be a memory, but you still have a reason to dance. And if I put the right music on now, there's some of you who are sitting here so sophisticated. I haven't moved you. The choir hasn't moved you. But we put on your song. It'll give you a reason to dance. Dancing that comes because I hear the music of an Earth, Wind, and Fire, a Frankie Beverly, a reason to dance. Dance music. It's something about dancing. Dancing the joy of the Lord. Dancing the pressures of the world. When you were in the world but not of the world, you look forward to the dance. It's something about the dance. Matter of fact, it's what now we are able to fuse in line dancing. You got a reason to dance. You just get in the line. You just get in the line, and you and they tell you to move and to go, and all you do is flow with it. Yeah, you got a reason to dance. David is dancing and skipping and joyful, because who's going to be attracted to a God when you are so depressed and so down and not excited about the goodness? I want what you have. Oh, it's not my Starbucks. It's not my 7-Eleven. It's not my Dunkin'. No, it's something on the inside working on the I've got a reason to dance. Dancing. How you gonna talk about dancing in the morning? Well, in the morning, I'm seeking God. I'm chasing after God. I come into this worship with a sense of an excitement and enthusiasm. Well, in this message, there are three areas that we're going to unpack. Number one, believers should have a tangible response
to the blessings of God. If you got a reason to dance, you also got a reason to give. You got a reason. I'm dancing and I'm giving. I'm not giving God my cheap praise, but I'm giving God the best that I have. And so believers should have a tangible response. When the wise men come to see Jesus, they do not come empty-handed. They come with something to give, something to present to God. And I'm not just talking about your financial tithe. I'm also talking about your action tithe. What then may the works I do, may the works I've done speak for me. You have to realize that faith without works is dead. It's one thing to have faith, but you gotta have some works. And that's why I can salute you, Highland Park, that you came in here today with all of those baby wipes and diapers on the outside. That's a demonstration. You look how the Spirit lines these things up. Nothing happens by accident, and everything happens by providence, that when we get the call, it's on our all-time weekend. And now not only do I bring my financial, but I also bring something to bless generations behind me. Well, that's just a part of what we're going to talk about in this message. But number two, believers should have an enthusiastic response to God. I should be enthusiastic. I did not come in here down and depressed, but I've come in here looking to the hill from whence comes my help, because my help comes from the Lord. Other day, my dad was in our Thanksgiving worship, and you know anytime he's in worship, he's going to get his shout on. And then after service, somebody stopped and said, I can see where you got it from, because if he's still acting like that at 90, I can see why you acting the way you acted. But you got to have an enthusiastic response to God. Somebody ought to know that you are excited about the goodness of the Lord. I am excited not just in my verbal praise, but I'm excited also in my financial gifts. Yeah, now, and somebody said, Reverend, how are you going to be able to fuse all that together? Because normally when you talk about money, it is something that is a turn off, but you can get turned on by it. It could be a turn on when the Lord is allowing you to pay your bills, when the Lord is allowing you to financially survive, but not only to financially survive, but to thrive. And the Bible said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every tither can celebrate how the Lord can bless you, how the Lord can show up in your life. And if you could pass the microphone around, you would be able to tell them how the Lord was able to send you blessings that you did not even anticipate were coming. Yes, yes. And so you realize you got a reason to dance. Reason to dance because I opened up my mail, and in my mail I got a blessing. It's a reason to dance with being able to know that the doctor gave you a report, but now they called you back in and they said there's a miracle because now it looks like everything has been cleaned up. There's a reason to dance when you get good news you did not expect was getting ready to come. I thank God it's a reason to dance that after you have gone back to school, after you raise your children and go back and get a degree or another degree, you got a reason to dance. And so I thank God even when the graduations will take place, some people will come through the line and they got to drop all of that sophistication because they got a reason to dance. You don't know their story, and that's why they've got to give God the glory. Reason to dance. David is a dancer. He is celebrating the goodness of God. He is celebrating the very fact of how God can move in our life. And the third thing is that believers should anticipate. I'm using Mary J. Blige's word, hateration, because when the Lord starts to elevate and bless your life, everybody is not going to be excited. Let's just be honest about about it. Everybody's not excited about your new car, your new man, or your new boo in your life. Everybody's not excited about the things God is doing in your life, because somebody at one time might have told you that you were only going to go so high in your life, but they didn't have the final word on you. God has the final word. I thank God that they told Joseph, his brothers got so tired of him, said that we're going to sell you and we're going to tell daddy that you've been killed. But I thank God that later in the book of Genesis, Joseph was able to say, you meant it for evil, but God turned that thing around for good. Somebody in here right now, some evil has been done to you, but you don't come to worship bitter. You come to worship to give God praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. I got a reason to dance. A reason to dance. I just had a flashback, and my flashback was that going back to going to the clubs and dancing and dancing. And but one of the things that would happen at the party, that sometimes you would ask somebody to dance and they would tell you no. Oh, that's the worst thing, brother, that yet when you go all the way to the other side of the room and you saw them wiggling, you saw them bobbing, and then you tapped them on the shoulder, and then they looked at you, they start up and down, and then they look at you and say, no. Matter of fact, that's a long walk, especially when you told somebody that's what you were going to do. That is a long, lonely walk. And brothers, let's just be honest. It's happened to us. It has happened to us. I don't care who you are, how smooth you are. It has happened to you too. And so, matter of fact, that when it would happen to me, what I would do, I would find somebody in the house, somebody that's going to say yes. Somebody that's who's gonna say yes. And once I get that somebody who's going to say yes, now if they really, really look good, that even took it over the top. And so somebody who looks better than the person who just told you no. And so if you could get somebody who looked better than they, and if you got somebody looking better, you say, come on. And he said, well, right here is fine. No, we can't do it over here. We got to go over here. And I would go right back to my no. I would go right back right there. Come on, somebody, you got a reason to dance. Well, let's look at David. David is dancing not because he's concerned about anybody else. Because when you have a reason to dance, you don't have to look for others to get excited. You can just look at what God is doing for you. Do I have a witness out there? I can thank God. I can celebrate what God is doing in your life, but I can really celebrate what the Lord is doing in my life. Do I have some folk who don't mind letting the world know that I don't mind celebrating? So number one, believers should have a tangible response to the blessings of God. A tangible response. I am excited to respond back to a God who has done so much for me. I'm excited because David did not do everything right in his life, but he is now at a point that he's ready to celebrate. I'm celebrating. I might have my robe on, but I'm celebrating. I might have position and power, but I'm celebrating. The ark is moving to Jerusalem, and David, the elders, and the generals of the army, all of them, they're bringing the ark of the Lord, of the covenant, with a great celebration. The noise has started. There's something going on. There is a sense of enthusiasm. There's a sense of joy. And because God was clearly helping the Levites, they carried the ark of the Lord's covenant. They couldn't carry it without the power of God. You can't do what you do without the power of God. And they were celebrating. But in verse number 26, it says they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. In other words, they didn't allow the celebration to get in the way of their response to God. I know you feel good. It happened one time. I was in a barbershop. I got to give you this barbershop story. I was in the barbershop getting my hair cut, having a good conversation. We were talking and laughing and going back and forth. And then when I finished my haircut, I got up from my seat. I headed for the door. I said, yeah, I'm gone. But one thing I had forgotten to do, I had forgotten to pay for my haircut. And they didn't want to offend me because I'm a preacher. I'm a man of honesty. And so I was heading for the door, and then somebody cleared their throat. They say, hey, Reb, yeah, is everything all right? I say, everything is fine. I'm good. I'm heading to my car. I already got the mirror. You know, when after you finish in a typical black man's barbershop, after you get your hair cut, they normally hand you the mirror, and what they're normally waiting for is the nod. Come on, somebody. Every brother ought to know what I'm talking about the mirror that's handed to you and the nod. The nod is done to appreciate what you just got. The nod is given because you can look in the mirror and say, I look better than I looked before I came in here, and said, I'm looking for the nod. But after I give you the nod, I got to pay for my haircut. But I thank God, but now they got that thing fixed in some of those places. You pay before you get your haircut. You pay as you walk in the door. Do I have a witness out there? You know, sisters, y'all got that thing figured out, because they don't play with y'all in those places. You're not going to get up from there after you're washed and set and all that, and even if you brought in your own stuff in a bag. Do I have a witness out there? You know, you know those stores where you go pick out what you want to look like, how long you want it to be, how thick you want it to be. You pick out what you want, and then you walk in there and you put this up here. Now, I'm not going to mess with you. I'm not looking at anybody in particular, but I thank God there ought to be a tangible response. And when you look at God, there's a tangible response. Here it is, God. I'm not giving you my leftovers. We know something. It's after Thanksgiving, and you got to deal with leftovers. That's all right. I thank God for multiple days of leftovers. But I thank God when he blesses you, he doesn't bless you with leftovers. He blesses you from the top. Do I have a witness out there? Somebody can celebrate that God is blessing you. And since he's blessing me, I got a reason to dance. I'm dancing in the house of God. I'm dancing because the Holy Spirit is in me. I'm dancing because I'm surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. I'm dancing because God can make a way out of no way. I don't know how you can look at me when you think about what the Lord has done, what the Lord is doing, anticipating what the Lord will do. I thank God I got my response. I'm ready now. You ought to have a response to God, and my response is enthusiastic. My God is it, and you, every giver ought to be a cheerful giver. But what God really talks about is a hilarious giving. I am hilarious about giving back to God. I'm hilarious about, here I am, ordinary, doing extraordinary things. Most of us got jobs where we did not earn, walked through doors that we didn't earn getting through. But I thank God that God showed up in our lives. I'm enthusiastic, enthusiastic. You can sing in the choir, enthusiastic. I can come and usher, enthusiastic. I don't need you to come in here dragging in here. You ought to come in here with some enthusiasm. Yes, Lord, one more week. I'm coming down to the end of another decade, and my God, a whole lot of folk that who started out the decade are not here now. You got a reason to dance. Oh, yes, you do. How the Lord shows up, how the Lord shows out. You got a reason to dance. Dance because you celebrated another birthday. Dance because you came out of another doctor's appointment. Dance because you came through and coming through your chemo. Dance as I take my medication. Dance as I come and as you take my blood pressure. I'm alive. I got joy, and the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I'm dancing. I'm dancing. Yes, I am. David was dressed in a fine robe, fine linen. They were carrying the Levites. The singers were there. The choir leader was there. He had his priestly garment on, and they were bringing the ark of the Lord's covenant with shouts of joy. I'm carrying the weight of the covenant, but I'm still shouting. You can have a weight on your life and still shout. They don't know what you're dealing with, but I can still shout even as I'm dealing with holding up the weight of your family, the weight of your future, the weight of whatever happened in your life, the weight of disappointment. I thank God I'm carrying the weight, but I'm not carrying the weight by myself. I'm carrying the weight because of the power of the Lord. Yes, Lord, I got power. I got joy. I got enthusiasm. I've dealt with disappointment. I've dealt with heartache. I've dealt with heartbreak. But I still have a reason to dance. Oh, yes, I do. Folk look at you, say, why are you dancing? I'm dancing because Jesus is alive. I'm dancing because the Holy Spirit is in my life. I'm dancing. I'm skipping. I got joy. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Shouts of joy. I'm blowing the trumpet. The Bible says the crashing of the cymbals, the playing on the harps. Yes, Lord, we don't have a harp, but we got a guitar. Yes, we do. I can crash the cymbals. I can play the organ. I can lift up my hands. But somebody knows something, that at one time, before we got to the kind of church we have today, you didn't have all the stuff you got now. All you used to have was your foot stomping, and your hand clapping. Then somebody said it was not even meant to be a musical instrument, but they brought the washboard and they came on in anything to make noise with. I'm enthusiastic. I've got joy. All of that going on. But there's one more thing there that you can't anticipate, that no matter what's going on, there's still another factor out there. But you should anticipate every believer. Hateration. Yes, Lord, here it is. Yes, Saul didn't like David. His daughter doesn't like David. She's looking out the window. That man is too happy. That man has got too much joy. She started the plot right then. I'm not preaching that part, but I'm thanking God that you can praise God. Anyhow, praise God. In the middle of your trouble, in the middle of your challenge, praise God. He is quicker than right now, sooner than at once. Praise God. He can answer your prayer. He can make a way out of no way. Can nobody do me like the Lord? I got a reason. I got a reason. I know it's early in the morning, but get on out of your seat. Get on out of your seat. Move, move. Excuse me, excuse me. I got a reason. I got a reason to praise his name. I got a reason to dance. I got the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. I got a reason to dance. Do I have some other dancers? David said, I don't have to dance by myself, but the praise singers are dancing. The elders are dancing. Everybody's dancing. Dance on. Dance on. I know know you still got a dance in you. And if you have no rhythm, just get up and move your body. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655 or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park.